Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, the last daf here in Perek Rav Elazar Demila, all about the halachas of Bris Mila and Shabbos, and we end off with the brachas of Bris Mila. As we know, almost every bracha that we say has its roots in the Gemara. If it doesn't, then it's very controversial whether we say it or not, like Hanosan Leyev Koach, Baruch Shep Tarani. There are a couple of brachas that are not in the Gemara, but most of the brachas that we have are in the Gemara. So here we have the two brachas that we say at a bris. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hamal Omer. The Moel says, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzosa B'sivanu Al Hamila. The Moel says the bracha of Al Hamila. Avi HaBen Omer, the father of the son, says, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzosa B'sivanu Al Hamisa B'vrisa Shal Avram Avinu, that Hashem commanded us to bring us in to the bris of Avraham Avinu. There is a major machlokes in the Rishonim about the girsa of our Gemara. So we have the girsa that the Moel says, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzosa B'sivanu, and the father of the baby says, Lachnisa B'risa Shalom Avinu. And by the way, the Gemara continues before we get into the machlokes. Ha'omdim, those who are standing there, Omrim, Kishem Shenechnas Labris, Keni Karnis Latorah L'chupa Ulema'isim Tovim. So that goes back very long, that minug of saying that. V'ha'mivarech Omer, and then the Mivarech, as if it's a third person, not the mole, not the father, but someone, Ismavarech says, Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten, Machok B'Shei Rosam, the bracha of Asher Kidash, Hashem was sanctified, the Yedid Mi Beten, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, who is the Yedid? Rashi says it's Yitzchak, Tosfos says it's Avraham, Chok B'Shei Rosam, he put the Chok, the law, on his flesh, V'Tzeesav Chasam Osbris Kodesh, V'Chulu, Barachat Hashem, skipping a couple words, Koreis Habris. Good. So what's the issue here? The issue is Tosfos. Tosfos quotes that there is a machlokes what the girsa is. The Rashbam has the opposite girsa of what we have. The Rashbam has Aviya ben Beresha. The Aviya ben says Lachnisa Beresha Shalom Ravinu. And then Hamal Omer Asher Kedeshanu B'sivanu Al Hamila. Kfar Hinig Lasos Kein Lavarech Aviya ben Kodem Hamila. And the Rashbam says Lachnisa was said before the Bris Mila. Not like our Gemara gives the impression of the Moel and then the father. The father gets first. Why? Mishum, not reason number one, says the Rashbam. Mishum de lahachniso lahaba mashma. Lahachniso, when you ever have a lamid, it's lahaba. It reflects the future. Kidda amrina b'perakamad p'sachim. Le means that you didn't do it yet. This is the major sugya in Maseches P'sachim. When do you say le and when do you say al? When do you say Al Natilas Yadayim, Al Mikra Megillah, Lahalik Ner Shal Shabbos. When do you say Lib? When do you say Al? All the different rules from the Gemara and from the Rishonim. But one of the rules the Gemara has is that Lib means the future. So Lib Hachniso means you haven't done it yet, says the Rashbam. So that has to be done before the Mila. So Lachniso Labomash, Bekid Damrina Beperakam de Psachim. Like the Gemara says in Psachim, the difference between Al Biur Chametz and Levaer Esa Chametz. Bilavaer Kuliamalo Pligi de Lahabomashma. Levaer means you are about to destroy the Chametz. So too, if the Girsa of our Bracha is Lahachniso, says the Rashbam, it must be that you make that Bracha before you do the Mila. Number one. Va'od, and then he says number two. Every mitzvah, you always make the bracha beforehand. Over las yasan. And therefore, says the Rashbam here too, lahachniso has to be said before the bris, because all birchas ha-mitzvah are said over la'asiyasan. Right? That is the Rashbam. The Rashbam's 2 points of lahachniso and lahachniso, the language of lahaba mashpa, and number two, over la'asiyasan. How could you argue on that? Let's see what Rabbi Notam says. That's not what we do. We know that we say the Moel says the bracha of Al Hamila before the father says Lahachniso. And that's like our girsa that we have, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam, Hechzira Minog L'Kadmuso. Rabbeinu Tam, these are two brothers that were fighting it out. The Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, two brothers, grandchildren, grandsons of Rashi. They were fighting it out. The Rashbam says, you got to make Lachniso first. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. First you make Al Hamila. V'garis Hamol Bereisha, V'had Rav Yeben, K'mo Shekasa B'chol HaSfarim. V'chein Mucha Kula Sugya. And says the Tosfos, and even the sugya is mashman that way. Why? Because what does it say? The third line. It says Hamol, and then it says Lachniso, and then it says Ha'omdim Kishem Shenichnas Labris. Obviously, what's the Ha'omdim referring to? What are they reacting to? Kishem Shenichnas. Obviously, the father who just said Lachniso. So it must be that that's done afterwards, says the Tosfos. Mitakamar Ha'omdim Sham Omrim Kishem Shenichnas Labris Mechal Shekvar Achniso. Vacha, they're answering that bracha, and he was already machnas him. Kishem shenichnas. Doesn't sound like there's a pause in the middle. Va'od, and also, the gabi ger, the misamak or aspiration. By the ger, it says, hamol, v'hadar amavarech. So, to parallel the Milas Gerim. Vinire, who Shazil Kneged, Birchas Avia Ben, Bahazim Yashal Shanas Agirsa, that you can't be Mishan of the Girsa because obviously he's not Jewish beforehand. The Ode, the Hamavarech, Mavarech, Laolamacher, Amilakum, Milas Katan, fine. The Ahi Aibout, what about the 2 points of the Rashbam? The Rashbam says 1 second, but isn't lit mean that you didn't do it yet? And isn't it a Birchas HaMitzvah? So says Tosus, says Rabbeinu Tam. The Ahi Dipsachim, Hachi Perusho, Bilavaer Kuleam Lo Pligi Dilaba Mashma, Tfei Milisha Avar, Umilisha Avar Nami Mashma. All that Gemara means is that li probably means future. Most of the time means future, but it doesn't have to mean future. It could also sometimes mean it's already happened. Ki pligi ba'al bir. The machlokes is about the lashon of al, not li. Mar savar demashma meikara, tfei milaba, mar savar laba nami mashma, kamo meikara. Okay, that's machlokes. How to read that Gemara. What about the other point, though? The other point was a stronger point, not just the lashon. V'had amrina dekala mitzvahs mevarech over lasiyasan. So what could the Rabbeinu Tam answer? Something very fundamental. He does not say that. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Hani mili kisha mevarech atzmo oseh hamitzvah. When do you need over lasiyasan? When the person making the bracha is doing the mitzvah. Here, it's the father making the bracha, and the moel is doing the mitzvah. And therefore, the rule of over lasiyasan does not apply. So it sounds like, both from the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, if we are discussing today what is the type of bracha that lahachniso bevriso shalav ravinu is, both of them seem to hold it is a birchas hamitzvah. After all, that's the lashon. By both of them, we say the words, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvot v'sivanu. That's usually a dead giveaway that it's a birchas hamitzvah. So, alamilas for sure, birchas hamitzvah. What about lachniso? The Rashbam applies the principle of overlasiyasan, and Rabbeinu Tam doesn't reject it fundamentally. He says you should apply overlasiyasan, but it's just that an acher is making the bracha, and therefore that rule does not apply. Fundamental machlokas, but they both seem to agree about the definition of this type of bracha. If you look in the Rush, generalizes it, but doesn't seem to go as far as he can, as we'll see other Rishonim go. The Rash here quotes the Smachlokes, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, I'll just read from the Rabbeinu Tam's formulation. De bracha zu, eina dafka al hamila zu, shenaz is achshav koi. The bracha of lachniso is not referring to this specific act that you are doing right now, this mila. Elamode umishabeach lakadosh baruch hu shetziva lasos mitzvah zu kishetavo od liado. We are praising Hashem and thanking Him that He allows us to do this mitzvah when the situation arises. V'tiknu lo makom zeh, and they said to make the bracha at this point in conjunction with the mitzvah legalosu lahodia dezos hamitzvah nasos l'shem hakadosh baruch hu. You're doing the mitzvah l'shem Hashem. You know, you might see this mitzvah kind of looks a little bit like, on a Rachmana Litzlan, a human sacrifice, to sow against everything that we stand for. You're not allowed to wound yourself, you're not allowed to hurt yourself. We're doing this l'shem Shamayim. And that's the Rush's formulation of Rabbeinu Tam. But again, he says, it is not on this specific act, but it's about the mitzvah of Mila in general. But it still sounds like he's within the world of assuming it is a birchas hamitzvah. And he even adds, va'od shamati, the Rush says, and this is what we paskin, like this od shamati of the Rush. Kesha'aviya ben mevarech miyad achar birchas hamoel, mikri shaper ovalasiyasan. If the father makes the bracha right after the mila, right after the bracha of the moel, then it's ovalasiyasan anyway. What do you mean? We know the Gemara tells us there's 2 parts to the mila. The gamla haba lefisha adayin lo para v'tzan mova lo para kilo lo mal. We know there's the mila and the priya, the mila, the cutting off of the foreskin, and the priya, the pulling back of the skin so the tip is uncovered. So when the father makes the bracha of lachniso right after the mila, is before the priya, so it is over lasiyasa, and it is before the mitzvah of mila is completed. So this is Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam in their formulations of the Tosfos and in the Rush. Other Rishonim also give other reasons why maybe we don't make Lahachniso beforehand, all within assuming that it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Sefer HaItur says maybe we say it afterwards because this is a mitzvah that involves someone else. Maybe he'll decide not to do it. The Rashba writes that in one Shuva. The Rashba in Aleph Shin Pei Beis. Well, the father's going to make the bracha lachniso, and then the mole's going to say, you know what? Why don't you do it? I'm feeling a little squeamish. You know, who says, you know, if somebody's about to do a mitzvah, fine. But if it involves someone else, we know often the rule is if a mitzvah is being done by someone else, then you don't make the bracha before it. Umikom makom, says the Rashba, im acher moel she'ena amavarechad la'acher amila, mamtina la'acher amila shneim shema, yimlecha moel v'lo yomel. Maybe the moel won't do it. And therefore, whenever there's a chash that the mitzvah won't be done, you make the bracha afterwards. That's one of the reasons you don't make a bracha on staka, some Rishonim say. Because maybe the ani is going to say no, he's not going to want to take your money. Whatever it is. But this is the shita. Or another shita, the Ravid. The Ravid in Hilchas Ishus, in Gimel Chav Gimel. What is this doing in Hilchas Ishus? That's the discussion of Birchas Erisin. Another bracha that seems to be a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it has a special lashon. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav, v'sivan al arayos, v'aslan as arusos. So what type of bracha is that? So says the Ravid, Gimel Chav Gimel, right here in Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam sheet is clear. The Rambam says Birchas getting married is a mitzvah, and the brachas for marriage is a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the Rambam's lashon in Gimel Chav Gimel. Kol Makadish Isha, Ben Adei Atzma, Ben Adei Shliach, Tzarech Levarech Kodem HaKidushin, Hu Oshlucho, V'yacharkach Makadish, Kederach Shemavarchin, Kodem Kol HaMitzvahs. You have to make the bracha before he does the Maisei Kidushin, just like you make a bracha before all mitzvahs. Clear. Ravid, Ein anu omrin kein, ela mekadish v'achar kach mevarech. The Ravid says you make the bracha of marriage after you put the ring on. Why? V'atam ipnei sha'adavar tali b'das acherim, shem timasha ha'isha v'lo tirtza l'kabal ha'i bracha l'vatala. Wow. The woman's under the chuppah. What if he starts saying, Hari amu kudash, right in the middle? She's like, no, I can't do it. Cold feet. I can't. So the Ravid says, how can he make a bracha? Anything that's totally on somebody else, you can't make a bracha. She has a wedding dress and she went through the whole No, it doesn't matter. V'zeh atam, and then the Ravid adds, V'zeh atam l'birchas ha'av, shemivarech l'achniso b'vriso shalav mavinu. That's why the father makes the bracha, Pashas, the Ravid is saying, after the mila, because of the bracha of l'achniso, because it's tali b'das acherim. So this is all one group of Rishonim. But as we said, the words Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'Sivanu sound like a Berchaz HaMitzvah. But we already made a bracha of Al Hamila. So why would we be making a second bracha on a mitzvah? So maybe if you look at L'Hachnisu V'Rishu Al Mavinu, that doesn't sound like a bracha on a mitzvah. That sounds more general. Similar to Erisin. V'Sivanu L'Arayz V'Aslan Asarusos, says the Rashba, says the Ritva, right here in our Gemara. You know why, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, according to some in Hagin, the bracha lachnisos afterwards, because it's not a birchas mitzvah. Fundamentally against the Rashbam. You have to make a bracha before, you have to do lachnisos before, because it has to be before, like any birchas mitzvah. You know what the Rashba says? It's not a birchas mitzvah. It's a birchas shavach v'hodah, which is always after an event. I hear thunder, I see lightning, I go to the bathroom, I see a rainbow. What every shavach v'hodah is always afterwards, says the Rashba. V'lo dami l'chol ha-mitzvah shemavarech alein over l'asiyasan. Tahacha eino el ha-shevach v'hoda'a ba'alma. Asher al shezikuhu la'achnisa b'vrisa shalav mavinu. Kimo? Asher kidash, you did me beten. The Rashba says it's just like Asher kidash. Asher kidash is for sure birchas shevach. So the comparison means it's a shevach. So again, if you just read the Rush, you might have said, oh, the Rush is also saying this. But it doesn't sound that way from the Rush, especially contrasting it to the Rashba. And the Rush adds, and also, by the way, we try to do it before the Priya, to at least get a little over L'Asiyasan. So the Rush is in the world of trying to keep it as a Birchas HaMitzvah, try to keep it over L'Asiyasan, but there are some technical difficulties somehow. The Rashba says, no, it's a Birchas Shevach. It's a Birchas Shevach. That is the Rashba. What's the problem? The stira in the Rashba. We just read a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba in the tshuva says, you know why the father says it afterwards? Because the moel might refuse to do it. What do you mean the moel might refuse to do it? The Rashba says, you always say it afterwards. So what's the Rashba talking about? Or the Ravid? says the, or the Ritva, right? The Ritva says the, I'll read it from the Ritva also. Or let me add another question. They ask on this Rashba. If you say it's a Bircha Shevach, then why, if the father is doing his own son's Bris Milah, then the father would say it beforehand. Says the Ritva. Miu, birchas hashevach kegon ha o birchas ha'erusin lo arminim of arachlam over lasi asan. So the Ritva says beferich, it's a birchas shevach, so you make it afterwards. Miu im avia ben malas benom of arach makami amila. But if the father is the moa, you make both brachas beforehand. So why is that? If it's a shevach, make one before, one after. And he continues. So that is a question. How do you answer the Stira in the Rashba? How do you deal with the fact that a father does the Mila, he makes both brachas beforehand? By the way, even before we answer that question, what do we paskin? We paskin in Yoredeh Reis Lamechei. Hamal Mevarech Asher Kadeshar Nadav Zivanu Alamila. The Abia Ben Mevarech, it's like the Girsah that we have, Rabbeinu Tam. The Abia Ben says it afterwards. Bein Chatichas Ha'orlo Lepriya, but like the Rush is compromised. He makes the bracha right away before the priya. So if you say it's a bracha shevach, it's after the cut. If you say it's a bracha mitzvah, it's before the priya. Right, the question is, if the father's not there, does the someone else say the bracha of lahachniso? Fine. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, im avia ben hu moel ba'atzmo, mevarech lamula seben ladas harambam, do you change the bracha? That is a question later on. But again, the Ritva says that if the father is doing the meal, he makes both brachas. The question is, how can he make both brachas? So you have to say something in the middle. If you look in the Aviya Ezri, Rav Shach says that really it is a birchas hashevach, like they say. But remember, this is a birchas hashevach that's connected to a mitzvah. We find examples of this. A birchas shevach, maybe that's what birchas erusin is. Maybe that's what birchas mila is. So the fact that it's a birchas shevach linked to a mitzvah, it could be that it makes sense to do it beforehand. So therefore, if the mevarech is the osa mitzvah, you can do it beforehand. If not, then you can do it afterwards. But it's somewhere in the middle. It's a birchas shevach that's linked to a mitzvah, and therefore it could be somewhere in the middle. But let's think for a moment, to generalize, getting out of the specifics of Lachnisa, why are there two brachas for Mila? So again, if you say one is a bracha mitzvah, one is a bracha shevach, then you understand. But there are other suggestions given. If you look in the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Manoach, who asked this question. He assumes Lachnisa is a bracha mitzvah, and therefore he leaves Mitzorachim. Why are there two brachos? Because of Rabbeinu Manoach, this is Reis Lamechei. Yesh Omrim K'sha'av Atzmo Molos B'no, Einam Avarach Lachnisa. Some say when the father does it, then he doesn't say lachniso. Shalom atzinu shtei brachas al mitzvah achas. V'yaminak labarach lachniso afilu shavat malu. But we paskin, says the Beis Yosef, or the Rabbeinu Manoach, even if the father does it, he makes two brachas. V'chein kazav rabbi Abu Dram, v'agos amanios. So the question is, why? Why are there two brachas here? So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Abu Dram. Brachazu niskana bebnei sha'av mitzuval beno lamulo, viliftoso, ula lamdo Torah, ula hasio isha. Wow. The bircha of alamila is on this act. The bracha of lachniso means it's the bracha that now is chayiv in all other mitzvos. Now the father is fulfilling this mitzvah, but he has so many other mitzvahs to fulfill regarding this child. That is the Rabbeinu Manoach. The Levush also, if you look into Levush's Lashon, fascinating Lashon, the Levush has here, Rav Mordechai Yaffe in Yaredeya, he quotes this idea also from the Abu Draham, the Yesh Mefarshim Habracha, the Lachniso, She'eno Klal Al Hamila, Rak Ha'av Mishabeach and Mavarach Lashem Yisbarach, Shemayom Bahala Mutalav Lasos Beben Azeh Ol Mitzvos Acheros, Hanigraros Acher Hamila, Mitzvah Leftoso Mubacharlam, the Torah Lasio Isha, V'chulu, L'kach Ein Chilik Beinim Acher Mo'alahu, V'chzeh Nirali Iker. So that's why. It's two berachas hamitzvah, but one is a berachas hamitzvah on the mila, and one is a berachas hamitzvah on the fact that the father will have to help the son to do many mitzvahs in the future. Interesting, is that a mitzvah on chinuch? We generally don't have a mitzvah on chinuch, but maybe that's connected to a mitzvah on chinuch. One final idea from Rev Soloveitchik. Rev Soloveitchik developed a middle type of idea. We know there are three types of brachas, berachas hamitzvah, berachas shavach, which are the two that we're talking about, and berachas hanehenin. So just Rev Soloveitchik, sometimes you find a middle idea, and that is what he calls a bracha, two types of birchas hamitzvah. A bracha on a ma'isa hamitzvah, which we have most of the time, shofar and lulav, and a bracha on a chalos hamitzvah, where a mitzvah achieves a new status. So then one can make a bracha on that as a recognition of the new status. And then there's flexibility also, before you do the status after, maybe he says that's the bracha on kiddushin. Right? The woman becomes an ashes ish. That's a fancy type of birchas hamitzvah, but why did it have such a fancy lashon? Because there's a bracha on the new status, or by bris milah. Why does one have one bracha, one have two brachas? Good kasha, but we're just explaining now. Birchas hamitzvah. Al hamila is the bracha on the ma'isa hamitzvah. Lach nisa, b'ri zolam ravinu, is the bracha on chalos hamitzvah. Now the boy is a mahul, and this might apply to shchita, and to eruv, and just one other, a fascinating one, and that is maybe tefillin. Maybe tefillin. We know we make two bracha tefillin. Lahaniach, Ashkenazim. Lahaniach and al mitzvahs. So one might say two brachas because there's two mitzvahs of tefillin. The answer is no, because the Rama says that if somebody only has a shel rosh, he makes two brachas on the shel rosh. So you see, it's two brachas on tefillin. Why are there two brachas on tefillin? It explains Rav Soloveitchik. One is on the ma'isa mitzvah of tefillin, lahaniach tefillin, and one is on the chalos. I become a different person when I wear tefillin. Al mitzvahs tefillin. Where do you see you become a different person? If you look at the Rambam, then Avichas Tefillin says, when a person wears tefillin, he's an anav, and yirei shamayim, and eino nimshach b'sicha b'teila v'schok. He's a different person. Where does he get this from? The Maariv Chaya says, maybe it's based on the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed. And another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but we'll just do the Brachas and Daf Lamed. The Gemara there says, at the beginning of the fifth parak, the Gemara says, review two stories. Abaye havi Yosef kame de Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazi havi kabadach tuva. Rabba saw that he was being a little, you know, having too much levity. I don't know what that means for Abaye. But he says, Omar v'gilu baradaksiv. You have to have ra'ada. Omar lei, ana tefillin manachna. Don't worry about it, I'm wearing tefillin. What kind of answer is that? And there's another story, the same story, with Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Zeira. Says the Maariv Chaya on this Gemara, this is where the Rambam gets it from. Because when we wear tefillin, we're a different person. There's a different chalos on the person. Again, not as halachic as Kiddushin and Mila and Shchita and Eruv, but in a certain sense. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yizayin even uses the lashon of Karkafta de Lomanav Tfilin. When somebody wears Tfilin, he is a different person. Anyway, this is some discussion about the bracha of Lachniso and other related brachas.